Okay, let's unpack this. The pressure cooker environment that small and medium-sized businesses, SMBs, find themselves in today, I mean, it's just
It
undeniable.
really is.
They have to innovate to survive, but they don't have these infinite budgets. So for a forward-thinking leader, the question isn't whether to use the cloud, it's how. How do you integrate that power without, breaking what's already working?
That's the core question. And this deep dive, it focuses squarely on the hybrid cloud model, which, our sources are all confirming, is becoming the go-to solution for strategic SMBs in 2026.
So before we get into the nuts and bolts, let's just define the terrain. What exactly are we talking about when we say hybrid cloud?
Simply put, a hybrid cloud is the strategic combination of public cloud services. Think of the big ones, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and a company's own private on-premises systems.
Okay, so a mix of your stuff and their stuff.
Exactly, and it creates one cohesive, integrated computing environment. The key benefit is this: you get to keep your most critical, sensitive applications and data privately, right there within your own controlled infrastructure.
But you still get the benefits of the big public cloud.
Yes, you simultaneously leverage the immense flexibility and scalability of the public cloud platforms for everything else. It's really the best of both worlds, tailored for companies that have to be conscious of their resources.
That flexibility sounds like a lifesaver, especially for businesses that need to scale fast but can't afford to make these massive, risky bets on hardware. So let's get into the four core drivers pushing SMBs toward this model right now. And driver number one is a big one. It's all about the money, cost optimization, and predictability.
Cost is, well, it's almost always the first conversation. Traditionally, IT infrastructure required a huge upfront capital expenditure. We call that CapEx.
Right, buying servers, software licenses, all of that.
Exactly. Purchasing servers, racks, licenses, even paying for the physical space to house it all. And that often results in these expensive assets that, sit underutilized a lot of the time.
And if you're an SMB, sinking hundreds of thousands into physical hardware that might be obsolete in 3 years, or, like you said, just sits idle for half the year, that's a huge risk.
It's an enormous drain on cash flow. So hybrid infrastructure, it converts those big restrictive capital expenditures into much more manageable operational expenses, OpEx.
Ah, so you're paying as you go.
Precisely. And this is transformative for an SMB's cash flow. Instead of a huge initial investment, you pay only for the resources you actually consume in the public cloud.
Yeah.
This ability to scale up or down easily, say during a retail holiday rush, it means an SMB can put their capital into growth, into R&D, marketing, hiring.
Instead of tying it up in a server rack in a closet,
Exactly.
that's a fundamentally different way of doing business. Okay, driver two. This one addresses maybe the most persistent worry: enhanced security and compliance. When we talk cloud, some people still picture their data just floating around unprotected.
It's a valid concern, and security is completely non-negotiable, especially if you're dealing with sensitive data. What hybrid cloud provides is a highly strategic approach to what we call data residency.
So where your data actually lives.
Yes, companies in regulated industries, finance, healthcare, legal, they can make sure their most sensitive customer data, their financial records, all that confidential info stays within their own controlled on-premises environment. That helps them meet specific mandates like GDPR or other data laws.
So you're not locked out of the cloud's benefits. You're being really smart about what goes where.
Exactly right. You get peace of mind because you control the physical location for your crown jewels, but you still get to leverage the public cloud's advanced security tools for everything else.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's move to driver three: business continuity and disaster recovery. If an SMB loses access to its systems for even a few hours, the damage can be crippling.
Downtime can be truly catastrophic. I mean, imagine a local power outage or a server failure. If you're purely on-premises, recovery is slow. It's expensive. Hybrid solutions, they inherently support robust disaster recovery because they replicate critical data between your private data center and multiple public cloud locations. So if the on-prem system fails,
The cloud-based backup just takes over. The system fails over immediately.
precisely. This ensures operations continue with minimal, maybe even zero, interruption. It turns what would be a multi-day crisis into a seamless transition that your customers might not even notice. And the cost benefit here is massive. It's far, far cheaper to subscribe to a disaster recovery service in the cloud than to build and maintain a whole duplicate physical data center yourself.
Of course. And finally, driver number four is scalability without compromise. Growth shouldn't be penalized by the limits of your infrastructure.
It can't be. If you hit a sudden demand spike, your infrastructure can't be the reason you lose sales. Hybrid lets SMBs instantly burst their computing resources into the public cloud during those peak periods. This elasticity means you can handle a huge marketing push or a sudden viral spike in traffic without having to buy hardware that would just sit idle for 11 months of the year. It's true agility.
Here's where it gets really interesting. When we look at the strategic advantages that give smaller companies a real competitive edge against, you know, the big players, let's talk about legacy system integration.
Mm-hmm.
Most SMBs have these existing systems, maybe a proprietary accounting package or something that still works fine. A hybrid approach doesn't mean you have to rip everything out.
And that's a crucial part of reducing risk.
Mm-hmm.
A full rip and replace approach can paralyze a smaller company. Hybrid architecture allows for a phased, gradual migration.
Okay, so you move piece by piece.
Exactly. You can leave those stable, critical legacy apps running right where they are, on premises, and then use the public cloud to deploy your brand new modern applications. It reduces risk, gives you a stable transition, and lets your staff adapt progressively.
And with so many distributed teams now, remote work. Geographic flexibility is no longer a luxury, it's a requirement.
Oh, it's absolutely essential. As businesses expand, or as employees keep working from home, the hybrid cloud ensures consistent, secure access to all the resources they need. An employee working across the country has the same secure access to the company's main ERP system as the person sitting at headquarters.
Which is a huge security challenge if you're just trying to manage it all with a traditional VPN setup.
Precisely. Hybrid helps centralize your security policy even when access is decentralized. And this leads us to the biggest strategic game changer, innovation access.
Suddenly, the small guy has access to the most sophisticated tools on the market.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this is what fundamentally levels the playing field. The major public cloud platforms are constantly rolling out cutting-edge tech. We're talking about artificial intelligence, machine learning models, advanced analytics.
Stuff that used to be only for massive corporations.
Right. And through hybrid solutions,
yeah.
SMBs can just subscribe to these services. They can integrate them into their operations without needing that massive initial investment in specialized hardware or hiring a whole team of AI experts. They just use the innovation on demand.
So a small e-commerce company could use the same AI to predict customer behavior as Amazon does.
In principle, yes. They can use that technology to optimize their supply chain or predict customer churn. It's a huge equalizer.
Okay, so we've established the why, the strategic necessity. Now let's dive into the how. If I'm a leader looking to do this, what are the technical components that have to work together?
Well, successful hybrid implementation really hinges on a few key technical elements. The foundation, number one, is network connectivity. And we're not just talking about fast internet. We need reliable, high bandwidth, and often dedicated connections between your on-premises infrastructure and the public cloud.
Can you give me an example of what happens if that connection isn't good enough?
Sure. Think about latency, bottlenecks. If your connection is too slow, the data transfer just stalls. So if your point-of-sale system is running on-prem, but it needs to check a cloud database for inventory, that delay, that latency during a busy lunch rush means customers are waiting.
And that kills the whole experience.
It completely negates the efficiency game. The environment stops acting like a single cohesive unit.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, so next up, you mentioned the complexity of managing these two different environments.
Right. And that complexity, it requires key component too. Unified management platform, trying to manually oversee resources across two separate locations is just... it's impossible. It leads to mistakes.
So you need one dashboard to rule them all?
Basically, yes. A centralized management console gives you a single pane of glass. It offers visibility and control over both on-prem and cloud resources at the same time. It just simplifies everything.
And component three is what ties it all together from a protection standpoint.
That's the comprehensive security architecture. Security policies can't be piecemeal. They have to be consistent across the entire environment. This means strong encryption for data, both at rest and in transit, strong identity and access management, IAM, and continuous threat detection.
So the same rules apply everywhere.
The security policies for your private network have to seamlessly extend to protect the workloads you move to the public cloud. No gaps.
And that brings us to maybe the most critical detail, workload optimization. How do I decide what stays private and what goes public? This feels like the main strategic decision.
It absolutely is. It's the heart of hybrid success. You need to analyze the requirements of each individual workload. A simple rule of thumb. Latency-sensitive applications like, say, manufacturing control systems and systems with strict data residency requirements, along with those complex legacy apps we mentioned. They're usually better candidates to stay on-premises.
And what about the public side? What's a perfect fit for that?
Well, conversely, variable workloads that experience massive spikes, all your development and testing environments, and of course those disaster recovery systems we talked about, they benefit most from the public cloud's rapid scaling and that pay-as-you-go model.
It's all about putting the right tool in the right place for the right job.
That's it. The right workload on the right platform at the right cost.
This all sounds incredibly powerful, but nothing is a silver bullet. If I'm an SMB with a small IT team, what are the key challenges I need to be ready for?
The first major hurdle is often the skills and expertise gap. I mean, managing a true hybrid environment is complex. It requires expertise in virtualization, networking, and specific cloud provider architectures.
And most small internal IT teams don't have that.
They often don't. And if you can't go out and hire a dedicated cloud architect, the source material overwhelmingly suggests that partnering with an experienced infrastructure provider is the most common and effective solution.
You get the expertise without the overhead.
Exactly. The next challenge is integration complexity. You mentioned connecting disparate systems. If you're connecting your old on-prem database to a new cloud analytics tool, how does that become a headache?
Yeah, how does that work?
Well, it happens when you try to bridge the gap between platforms that were never designed to talk to each other. It requires correctly configuring APIs, the tools that let software communicate, and specialized middleware to act as a translator.
And if you get that wrong?
If you get it wrong, you get data silos, data gets locked in one system, inaccessible to another, and that just negates the whole point of a cohesive environment.
Okay, and the final hurdle, cost management. I thought this was supposed to save money.
It does, strategically, but tracking costs across a private data center with fixed costs and a public cloud with variable costs, it can be surprisingly complex.
The cloud bill can get out of control.
It can. The providers give you hundreds of billing line items. If you don't use robust monitoring tools and have clear usage policies, you can get what's known as bill shock. Continuous monitoring is absolutely essential.
Let's look forward now through 2026 and beyond. What are the big future trends that will shape how SMBs use hybrid cloud?
I'd say three major trends are emerging. First, edge computing integration is becoming critical. As the Internet of Things IoT proliferates, you have sensors and smart devices everywhere. There's a need to process data closer to where it's generated.
Right. Quick processing on the factory floor, long-term storage and analysis in the public cloud.
Exactly. Second, we're going to see AI-driven management taking over more and more. AI and machine learning tools will increasingly automate those complex decisions we just talked about.
Like where to place a workload.
Yes, automatically handling workload placement, constantly optimizing performance, proactively monitoring security. It'll lead to automated adjustments based on predicted demand with far less human intervention.
And finally, a trend that's becoming unavoidable for everyone, a focus on sustainability.
Yes, hybrid cloud solutions can really help SMBs reduce their carbon footprint. By shifting workloads to major cloud providers, they're leveraging these massive, efficient data centers that often use renewable energy. It's much more efficient than running a half-empty server room in an office.
Before we get to takeaways, let's quickly hit a terminology question we hear all the time. What is the actual difference between hybrid cloud and multi-cloud?
Yeah, this is a common point of confusion. Hybrid cloud is fundamentally about integration. It combines a private, on-prem infrastructure with public cloud services to create a single, unified environment.
Okay, private plus public.
Right. Multi-cloud, on the other hand, refers to using multiple public cloud providers, say using AWS for one app and Azure for another.
And why would you do that?
The main reason is to avoid vendor lock-in, or maybe to access a unique service that only one provider has. So multi-cloud is about diversification. Hybrid cloud is about cohesion.
This sounds like a huge strategic undertaking. It really raises an important question. If I'm ready to make the jump, how does a leader actually start this migration successfully?
Methodical planning is the only way to do it without massive disruption. Best practice number one is assessment and planning. You have to start with a full inventory of every single system and piece of data you have. Then develop a phased migration roadmap that prioritizes low-risk, high-value opportunities first.
So you're recommending walking before you run.
Absolutely. Which leads to best practice number two. Use pilot programs. Before you touch anything essential, test the approach with a non-critical workload, maybe a dev environment or a temporary marketing campaign.
So you can learn in a safe space.
It lets your team gain practical experience, troubleshoot issues, and just refine your approach before you commit your core systems.
And without the staff adopting it, the technology doesn't mean anything. So best practice three is training and change management.
This is so critical for success. The tech is useless if your people don't use it efficiently. You have to invest in training, communicate the benefits clearly to the whole organization, and provide continuous support.
And finally, you mentioned earlier this isn't a set and forget kind of thing.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Best practice four is continuous optimization. Your hybrid infrastructure is dynamic. You have to regularly review performance, utilization, and especially those cost metrics. As your business evolves, your hybrid strategy has to adapt with it.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Our deep dive confirms that the future of IT for small and medium-sized businesses is, well, it's undeniably hybrid. This model is optimal because it solves the core challenges. It offers financial predictability, guarantees security, enables instant scalability, and crucially provides access to innovation like AI. Organizations that embrace this now are positioning themselves for some serious growth and competitive success.
The question really is no longer whether hybrid cloud makes sense for your business. The question is how quickly you can develop a strategy and execute that phase migration to capture all of its benefits before your current infrastructure starts to actively hold your business back. Methodical execution is the key.